The clock is running out on the Health Minister's political career after a humiliating and obvious error in the face of a global pandemic. David Clarke has been given a public drubbing, stripped of his associate finance role and demoted to the lowest ranking in Cabinet for flouting the lockdown rules. He hangs on to his health role, but for how long? Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
It's a blunder David Clarke may have survived for now, but the damage looks terminal. How could a minister come back from this?
Under normal circumstances, I would sack the minister. What he did was wrong, and there are no excuses.
The offence has been widely canvassed. Despite the national COVID-19 lockdown, David Clarke hopped in his car, drove 20 kilometres to the beach, and went for a walk, all the while telling New Zealanders to stay at home.
I made a mistake. Clearly, I was not thinking. In hindsight, all I can think is, what an idiot.
At a time when the health minister was most vital in midst of the greatest health crisis in a century, New Zealand needed him to flourish. Instead, he's floundered.
Look, I offered my resignation. I thought that was the correct thing to do in the circumstances. I have made a fool of myself. I have got this completely wrong.
There is no excuse. It was wrong. He needs to pay the price, but the price cannot be paid through our response to this global pandemic.
The Prime Minister's call finds some favour with the opposition. Nationals not baying for a scalp, perhaps because its leader, Simon Bridges, sees the writing on the wall.
His Prime Minister no longer has confidence. He's been heavily demoted. And at the end of COVID-19, the crisis we're in, I suspect he won't be a minister.
The era has attracted greater scrutiny of David Clarke's wider performance. He's fronted few media conferences during the pandemic and has based himself at his Dunedin home, not in Wellington, alongside the Prime Minister and Finance Minister. Yesterday, he struggled at times to answer questions during a select committee, repeatedly deferring to the Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield. It's all prompted a novel suggestion from ACT leader David Seymour.
And I think the idea of promoting Dr. Liz Craig, a trained public health professional, from the Labour Party backbenchers is a good one. I dare say that her operating side by side with the officials in Wellington would be more effective than the current guy who is operating from 800 k's away.
Mr. Seymour's suggestion is not a viable one. Dr. Liz Craig is a first-term MP with no ministerial experience. But it does demonstrate the other dilemma which the Prime Minister would have pondered: a lack of truly suitable replacements. None of the three associate health ministers are ready or right for the job. Jenny Seleser and Pieni Henare lack the authority, and Labour would be loath to give up the role to the Greens and their MP, Julianne Genter.
I was not willing to sacrifice the time that would be required to bring someone up to speed when we are in the middle of a global pandemic. That would not have been the right decision for New Zealand.
And so David Clarke survives, barely, saved by the same crisis which showed him to be lacking. It invites the question, what happens when that crisis passes? Will he remain post-COVID-19? Jacinda Ardern won't say.
At the moment, our entire focus is on this pandemic, and we will have this with us for many, many months to come. I'm focused on getting on with it now, and he needs to too.
I know that I've got a real task ahead to rebuild the trust of New Zealanders.
A monumental task, and one he'll have to outperform in if he's to have any hope of a comeback. For Morning Report, Craig McCulloch.